Obviously, going down to 10 men, you must be pleased with the point in the end, I suppose.
Oh yeah, I think you must be. You know, going out to 10 men, like you say, I thought the first half performance didn't reflect us at all. But I think the lads came out with a bit of credit in the second half, and like you say, against a good Dagenham team to take a point.
Good couple of chances, first of all, weren't they, in the first half? Were you disappointed that perhaps you couldn't take them?
Yeah, you'll always be disappointed that you don't take your chances. I thought we had a couple in the second half as well. You know, for the neutral, I think it's two penalties, sendings off, and a couple of goals. I think it's great for the neutral, but you know, I don't think you know, the fans and everything, they could take a little bit more heartache than that. But you know, you take your point and you move on.
Did you get concerned, obviously, when... What did you make of the penalty incident, incidentally? Because that's three times in the last three home games that the visitors have had a penalty.
Yeah, it's tough, you know, especially straight away after the game, to criticise officials. I think they've got a tough job. You know, they've got a really, really tough... I don't think I could do it. So, you know, without looking at it and reflecting on it properly, I don't really have any comments on it, to be honest.
And about Sam Hurd as well, he did seem to clip Rhys Murphy.
He did. I think it was more of a crossing than a foul or a tackle. You know, I think the lad just crossed him again, you know, without looking at it properly. Sam thought he just ran in front of him and, you know, his trainer kind of clipped him. But again, you know, the official got a tough job, so you kind of, you know, just roll the punches, really.
So that let off, obviously, down to 10 men makes it even harder because, you know, Sam Hurd and Ian Everett are probably going to be out for New Year's Day as well. But into the second half, obviously, you get the break as well, and Mark Richards get the advantage with Richards scoring.
Yeah, it's correct. You know, when you've still got good players on the pitch, you expect to affect a game, and, you know, we did feel like we could still do that. You know, myself, the manager, wanted to keep two up front to try and still win the game. But, you know, credit to Dagenham. You know, they come and give us a good game. They've got some good players, good individual players. And collectively very good. You know, they do try and pass the ball, and it made for a good game today.
Do you think that if you'd held on a little bit longer, the 3 points would have been there? Because it was 10 minutes as such, and it was going in the right way, but Dagenham just up tempo a little bit.
Yeah, I think they may have felt hard done by if that was the case, and we'd gone on to win the game. I thought they had a good couple of chances, as we did. So, you know, on reflection, with the sending off so early and, you know, a couple of chances missed, I think we'll just take our point and regroup and go again.
And what was your feelings like when that ball was bobbling towards the post?
As we're trying to make the goal go smaller, and you know, thankfully it did hit the post, and Tommy Lee you know, grabbed it. But like I said, we had a couple of chances at the top end as well with Doyle and Mark Richards, so it could have gone either way. But you know, we'll shake hands and we'll move on.
And what about, obviously, you had to make a tactical change as well with Tendai coming off as well, which kind of negated that attacking threat down the right-hand side a little bit, with Drew having to attack and defend as well at the same time, didn't it?
Yeah, it's correct. I think, you know, when you do go down to 10 men, you've got to consolidate a little bit, which we, you know, which we tried to do, and, you know, obviously it paid off because we've got a positive result in the end. So, you know, you don't always get them right, you don't always get them wrong, but, you know, on reflection of the game, it's panned out as it has, so we'll, you know, we'll quickly move on to New Year's Day.
What's the situation with Ollie Banks? Did he pick up a knock in the first half?
No, again, it was just tactical with Ollie. You know, he's played a lot of games recently, and, you know, felt like he needed a little bit of a break, so, and again, we just tried to shuffle our shape a little bit to consolidate a little bit more, and, you know, keep fresh legs on the pitch.
Was there any other bumps and bruises from today at all?
We've got a couple, but we're in the morning, so we'll regroup from there, and you know, pick ourselves up. Like you say, we'll be missing Hurdy and Evo with suspensions, but you know, we'll move on.
Is there any obviously the manager maybe in a bit of hot water at all? What's your comment on that?
Again, without sounding any biased opinion, that's probably one of the softest sending offs I've seen. He just questioned the ref at half time without being really overly aggressive or anything like that, but the ref didn't want to, you know, continue the conversation, and that was that, really.
It was a case of regrouping as well, going, looking forward to New Year's Day.
Yes, definitely. You know, we travel to Northampton. You know, it's a tough place to go. But, you know, that's what the squad's there for. You know, the squad gets tested, and, you know, it's a chance for other people to go on the pitch and get positive results for the club.